everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today on this April. Yeah, it's Sunday in April. My taxes are pretty much done, but we'll talk about that in a minute. In fact, there's a little story about that. But yeah, April 15th will be here in a week from now. But anyway, all right, joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Alex Z. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, good morning.
How's it going?
It's going.
Yeah, you had your own story. He was supposed to get wedding. Oh, and sitting next to me, because I'm used to, I'm looking at the camera, I'm talking, sitting next to me is Craig Campbell from CoachellaValley.com. Hey, Craig.
Glad. Hey, good morning, Françoise. Yeah. What's happening, Coachella Valley? Hi, Alex, in the room over there.
In the room, yeah, and your monthly appearance, and soon it might be more folks. Yeah, lots of stuff
well, there
going
you go.
On. So, real quick, Alex, you were supposed to get engagement pictures yesterday, and you got all shaved and cleaned up and all this sort of stuff, and what happened?
Okay, so sorry to put Leslie on blast, but
what's her last name?
No, yeah, let's not
just I know,
kidding.
Right?
Just kidding, just kidding.
You want the social as well? No, but she's been in contact with the photographer. He's a friend of ours, and you know we're getting ready and whatnot. We were at a potluck before that, and we were initially going to take our photos in Palm Springs. Photographer decided to change it to Silver Rock. Leslie responds, "Okay." We get ready. We leave the house. And she texts our friend, "We're on our way." And he responds, "What? What? Like, what's going on?" Well, Leslie didn't read the whole text.
Yeah.
And what had happened was he said, "If we do it at Silver Rock, we should do it another day."
There you go.
And she responded, "Okay." Therefore agreeing to the change of day, but she didn't read the whole text, so... It's a disclaimer for everybody. Make sure you read your texts.
Read your texts, folks. That's why. So, Alex, here's what's simple. Since those of you on Facebook couldn't hear all this either, that Alex's wife, soon-to-be wife, actually agreed to something on a text, not reading the whole text when they changed their whole plans for the day.
Right.
So, and that's why I don't like getting emails on my phone. I do not like emails on my phone or sending them, because half the time, people don't read them all, and they miss the really important stuff at the bottom of the email.
Well, maybe it's just premarital counseling, right? You guys have to work these things
already?
Out and the communication and make sure you're at the same place at the same time.
Oh,
you know?
Boy, Alex, Leslie's going to be calling us pretty soon and saying, "Hey,
I want those tickets to the tramway."
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to be in trouble soon.
Yeah, we have Alex in trouble already. We haven't even been on the air 2 minutes.
Well,
and
he
we
brought it up
Alex
live. I think that was his own decision.
All right, we want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for our box of donuts for our guests. See, when you come to the show, you always get donuts. And today's show is brought to you in part by B. Olson's Jewelers. Craig and I will be there tomorrow around noon for a video update about their big sale going on.
Listen,
retirement sale.
You know, I was thinking about that coming over because 70% off, and they have one of the biggest men's selection. And of course, you know, usually you think jewelry, you think women.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest men's selection, and we have Mother's Day and Father's Day is coming up. So there's a
graduation.
There you go, and graduation. So
yeah.
B. Olson's, check us out tomorrow live on Facebook, Your Business Beat, about the noon hour, and we'll be right there on El Paseo.
Yeah, and we'll be showing you what's going on inside of B. Olson's Jewelers. All of you get on over there. The doors close permanently. I think it is May 13th. So take advantage of all these slashed. Say that 3 times.
Slash.
There, yeah, we'll show off prices. All right. I also want to thank everybody. Let's see. Everybody that stopped by at the Indian Wells Arts Festival last week, and you were there as well. You were doing some live. I don't know. We didn't really touch base like we normally do,
mm-hmm.
but I had a lot of people stop by and who hear me on the radio or have seen me on TV, and it was really fun. They just wanted to say hi, and I actually put a few folks on the air, so it was fun. So thank you for stopping by, because a lot of times you get that look when you go walk around with your camera and stuff, Craig, people kind of stare at you weird. They're giving you, they're eyeballing you, thinking, and plus you're on Facebook so much, you're live on Facebook with CoachellaValley.com so much, people now are looking at you going,
"Yep,
where do I know that guy?"
Yep. And sometimes they'll just come up, they'll say, "You know, I watched a live of yours," and I'm like, "Oh, really? Like a year ago?" And I've been wondering if that's you the whole time. And I'm like, "Oh, so you've been waiting a year to come up and ask me if I'm that live person."
Time.
So
it does. It takes some time to walk up because they feel like they're interrupting you or whatever.
I love it.
Of course, then I had a lot of people ask me where the restroom was also. I'm sitting there on the radio, headset on, all this equipment in front of me, microphones, and they're asking me where the restroom is.
So you were broadcasting from there, and your
there
favorite
you
question was, so how do I travel to the bathroom?
Yeah, exactly. All right. I also went to the ACT Tours Travel Club of the Desert meeting. Full house as always. Gave some little, I always do go there and talk a little bit about things that are happening in the travel world, completely different of what Steve Canold and the others talk about. Full House, so that was fun. I did that. A&A Inspiration. I was there. You were at the A&A. You're going back today. I'm
gonna
going
to be shooting.
Today.
I've got three photographers out there, and we're covering that for the sixth year. We love it out there. It's going to be an incredible, beautiful day. Snow-capped mountains. We invite you out. $35. You guys can still see the finish of this, and it's also going to be televised on Golf Channel 5 to 9.
And I want to congratulate all the people who won tickets on the golf show. My show, Golf is a Four-Letter Word, to the A&A Inspiration. A lot of people won tickets to that, and I'm getting photos from these winners, sending them in to post on Facebook and whatnot, so that's fun. Also, we both were at the Garden Jam Music Festival, big hit this year.
Garden Jam Music Festival, unbelievable. Yeah. Toby Lee. You know, I don't mean to step on you here, but Toby Lee.
No, I feel really bad I missed Toby
Lee. Oh, that 14-year-old phenom from the UK. This was his United States debut. Ellen DeGeneres discovered him found him on YouTube, invited him out, was an amazing sensation on her show. Ultimately then did this live Garden Jam Music Festival the last couple of days. He's been all over the news and media. And this young man, just a delight. When I interviewed him, he had a guitar in one hand, skateboard in the other. I really think he made the difference for this show because there were so many people interested in him. Standing ovation when he got done. And then he had a line that lasted. I filmed probably a good 15 minutes, and I saw for a good 45 minutes people taking pictures with Toby after that. And shout out to Fitz and Wendy for an incredible show, and they're always doing some amazing things.
How do you find your calling so early at 14? I mean, come on, really? What was I doing? I was showing horses, and actually I started giving lessons at 16.
There you
go. I don't know, but now look, I have nothing to do with horses. So, all right, yesterday on KESQ, I was not there. I'll be back next week. Let's see. Artifacts and Arts Across America. I officially launched it on Thursday to people so you can start donating.
Congratulations.
So thank you.
We need the applause volume up on that one, you know?
This is really quite a job.
It is.
This is really it's a big deal. It's a lot of work. And yes, Alex, what are you doing? I can't hear you. Oh, we have some applause.
All right.
Okay. So artifacts, we don't have the website up yet. We don't even have our Facebook going. We're still trying to figure out the logo. However, we are already going to take donations because it's all about education of small towns across America, museums, artifacts, and me going to the schools and talking to the schools. So it's Artifacts and Arts Across America. There is a donate link on the homepage of Traveling with Francoise. So a little bit here, a little bit there. Everything helps in the end because I'm always getting – just the other day, I was at Albertsons on Deep Canyon. And this lady was staring at me.
Where's the bathroom?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, she thinks I work here or something. I don't know. And then she said, are you Francoise, the gal on TV? And I said, yes, I am. She goes, oh, we just love your shows. In fact, her husband's favorite one is the very first one with the alpacas. He likes them all, but he loved the animals, the alpacas in that one. They didn't even know that was nearby. So anyway, I was telling her about the nonprofit and all that, and she says, yes, because we want more TV shows. But it all costs money, Craig.
Right.
Everything costs
money. You have tirelessly for 17 years shared information, your life, your adventures,
makes
and given
tired.
Details for other people to follow or to enjoy. And it is. It's a lot of work. We love what we do. But we can always use your help and support. And so donate, travelingwithfrancoise.com. And also for you guys, you can stream this both for Facebook. We're simulcasting on Facebook on Coachella Valley. You can stream this live by going to Francoise, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Click the button that is there for listen live, and you'll be able to hear all of the callers and all of what is going on inside the booth with Alex. So thank you so much. And you're doing a great job. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So here's the guilt trip for all of you that have won prizes from me. Now's the payback.
There you go.
There, help us out. All right, 5 local TV stations to change frequencies, and then we'll go to break after we a few more things here. 5 television stations in the Coachella Valley will change their frequency over the coming months to make room for 5G and other mobile broadband connections. That should make you happy. Doesn't that help you out?
I'm very excited. You know, if you've noticed all the self-broadcasting that's going on, like live Facebook, YouTube, IGTV, and others, you need the compression. 4G has been able to bring us video, and you're just watching so much more live broadcasting and self-broadcasting. 5G, it's going to make it even that much more spectacular, accessible, and you're going to be seeing so many more, so much more content out there from people.
All right. Well, here's the scoop, though. This is going to happen to KPSP, that's CBS 38, KMIR, KESQ, KDFX, and KVER. People that watch all your stuff with the cable, you don't have to worry less. Cable or satellite users, you will not have to make any changes. However, people that use rabbit ears...
Oh, really?
People that still use rabbit ear. And people that have some other kind of ways that they get their TV, I'm not sure exactly.
I think we need to find those people that have the rabbit ears. That sounds like a story to me.
Antennas. Those that have antennas will need to rescan and whatnot. So why are you two laughing? I go, there are people out there that still must use rabbit ears. I don't know. So they will have to make some changes. But people that are on satellite and cable, don't worry about it. It's just going to automatically, magically happen. So
I want to know which channels they get. If they use rabbit ears.
They can't get much. They must just get the local five. Local. I don't know.
Maybe if that.
I don't think they're getting HBO or Showtime.
Well, it's too bad those antennas don't allow them to tune into us, right? Maybe we could figure out how to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we have a lot of things to talk about. For those of you not on the radio, stick around for a second here because I have a prize for you to win. For those of you on the radio, come right back because I have a prize for you to win as well. So you're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, everyone. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. Joining me, co-hosting this hour, is Craig Campbell from CoachellaValley.com. For more information about everything going on in the Coachella Valley, including my travel blog, our Your Business Beat, videos, you name it, travel information, your pages are endless, Craig. Endless.
Well, thank you. You know, I noticed I was looking at Google, and I just typed in the word contest and Coachella. And we showed up.
Awesome.
So that means, you know, you can just, maybe we should create our own contest page.
I think we should. So who won, Alex? Who won?
So we actually have her on the line right now.
So, fantastic.
So she's apparently Craig's going to get a kick out of it because it is a very recent winner as well from you, Irene Duncan.
Oh!
Hey, Irene.
Hi,
you joined us.
She doesn't know 30-day rule. No.
That's right. All right. That's true. How are you doing, Irene? Thank you so much.
I'm doing well. We're recovering from the weekend.
Yeah. Yes. Tell us about who your favorite act was.
I have this bucket list. I turned 60, and so my birthday was memorable, but Jimmy Vaughn was on my bucket list, and my heart was so full last night. He was amazing. And I'm a little hoarse, too.
I listened to her. Yeah, well, that means you had a really good time. Yeah, I couldn't yell anymore. So, well, Irene, first of all, it's nice to meet you, and thanks tuning in on us right here.
Well, you're so smart, you know, to collect all these contest gifts and then share your experience because, you know, you might just become a regular for us.
Yeah. Oh, you know, we love the Coachella Valley. We're out there a lot. You know, we love music. And you're retired, so you can go to all these things.
Well, fantastic. Well, Irene, thank you so much. Make sure Alex is nodding his head. You have all Irene's information. Irene, I will send those out. They'll go out in the mail to you tomorrow. All right.
But make sure you send us your photos directly to us so we can post them so everyone knows that these contests are actually happening and there's real people.
Oh, yeah. And I did post some from last night. So,
can't wait.
There you go. And again, thank you both.
Thank you, Irene.
Thanks a lot, Irene. Have a great day. Oh, how fun is that?
That's just great.
Yeah,
I love it.
You know, a lot of times, Craig, Alex will ask the people, do you want to be on the air? And they get really nervous and they go, no. So we love to have you on the air. Well, this segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building and home to Ristretto and Gallery 500 on the corner of Ramona and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. In fact, tonight, The 500 will be blue and white in honor of the A&A Inspiration winner champion.
Oh, well, that's incredible. Awesome. I love how all the architectural buildings in Palm Springs light up. They do it for Modernism Week and for different things. It just adds another dimension to this already layered, complex, and amazing place we call the Coachella Valley. 9 different cities, including Palm Springs. A lot of people don't know that.
All right. So we were going to talk about print. This is really quick because I love print. I like print. I like internet. I everything. I'm one of those. I don't just want to stick to one. I do a little bit of it all. I think it's better for us. Anyway, a survey shows that 47% of Americans would feel sad in a world without print. I agree. Well, why are you two looking at me? Alex,
I agree because a lot of people still like having, you know, a physical paper or a book in hand. They don't want to go ahead and you know, read it off of a tablet, a laptop.
Yeah, look
so
at the
on
people
so forth.
Laying on the beach trying to read on a tablet, and the sun's not right, and this and that, and it gets wet, and sand gets all. A book, you don't worry about all that.
I cried when borders closed up here because, you know, there's just something about walking into a bookstore with a friend, a date, yeah. someone that you care about, and just the smell of the books, and you kind of linger and go through. But it really is. There's
it,
just
it
something
is. There's
special
something about a bookstore.
About
I agree.
Touching, feeling, and bringing with that just brings that extra element.
So do either of you two know where the world, Alex, you might, because I think I mentioned on the show, the world's largest outdoor bookstore is, and it's in California.
Outdoor bookstore.
Outdoor bookstore.
No, and if you did say it, obviously I'm not paying attention.
You weren't paying attention. He's watching the sports back there. I know what he's doing. Do you have any idea?
I have no idea, but I'm going to know after this.
You're going to know. It's in Ojai, California.
Ah, up
it's,
in the mountains.
It's Bart's Books and is the world's largest. And it is outdoor. I went to it. When it rains, ooh, they must have a problem.
Ventura
but,
County?
Ojai? Ojai. It's, yes.
Right yeah. outside of yeah. Ventura. Right, yeah. Ventura County.
And it's called Bart's Books. If you go to Ojai, it's sort of, you know, Ojai is known for health and wellness, retreats, and all that kind of stuff. But Bart's Book is really fun. There's books. I mean, it's like a maze of books. And then they have sort of some tarps to cover some areas.
Yeah,
but
gonna, what happens when it snows yeah, or rains up there? Is that yeah, an they, issue? Or, the, or
well,
they just,
I'm sure it is.
The
this
books
year they
become
must
have, discounted.
Yeah, they must have had a lot of problems this year with all the rain up in that area. But
the books
anyway,
become seasoned.
So,
they become seasoned.
So you learned something right
Alex.
Here on Traveling with Francoise. Also, Animal Samaritans. For those of you who love kitties out there, yes, and I'll do you on Facebook too, kitties, baby bottle fosters needed. This is
baby bottle fosters.
Yes, this is kitten season. So Animal Samaritans needs your help to help raise or bottle feed some of these babies.
I mean, I'm in. We should just run a contest to allow people to feed kittens with a bottle. I mean, that is the cutest thing
in the
world. Isn't
it? And it's a 21 and up only for some reason. There is a age limit on this, the requirements. And you are a foster volunteer. I'm sure, you know, you have to have, there's a sense of commitment to it. I mean, you can't just go feed them when you feel like it.
Right.
You have to go over there and make a commitment. But just think, if you love animals, you love kittens, and you don't have a whole lot going on that you need to worry about, you might want to go over to Animal Samaritans and volunteer to be a baby bottle baby foster.
Oh, say that three times fast.
I have a great idea. We should do it here on the show.
On
oh,
the show?
Absolutely. Yes. Aww, that would just so be fantastic. Cute. You know,
we wouldn't get anything done, though.
I don't know if we're going to do picks of the week
yeah,
this
we are,
week.
Right here.
But this could be a segue. Can I do my pick of the week? Because it kind of matches with what you're talking about
see,
right now.
See, he comes on the show, folks. He just starts changing
it's
everything.
It's so around. Important, this all information. Right. So,
CoachellaValley.com pick of the week is brought to you in part by CoachellaValley.com. Now, Alex and I, we usually do this on our own because Craig isn't around, and Craig might send me his about 5 minutes before I do
that's
it.
That's right.
But today,
keeping her
since
on her toes.
He's here, you are going to actually have your pick. You're going to say it verbally and go for it.
Okay. So, you mentioned baby bottle kitten volunteering
fostering,
opportunity
yeah.
to foster and feed kittens. Mm-hmm. So the very first week of Coachella, there is Poochella.
Poochella. Oh, yeah,
and
I
Poochella
saw that.
Is at the DeMuth Park. Yep. This is from 11 to 3, and it's on Saturday,
notes.
And we're talking about animal shelter coming out. We're going to have all kinds of family-friendly events, but the main thing is to bring awareness to the animal shelter animals that will be there and available for adoption. So you were mentioning it now. Mm-hmm. We're going to be going live this week, probably with Craig Michaels, to be able to talk a little bit more about Poochella. But it's an alternative. If you're not going to Coachella, consider Poochella at DeMuth Park in Palm Springs, 11 to 3 this coming Saturday. It is going to be so much fun, and we'll be out there live and probably enjoying some of those animals.
Yeah, I know I have that in my stack of things to talk about because I thought it was really cute. All right, my pick of the week is Cannabis as Medicine on Saturday, April 20th. And all this information is on CoachellaValley.com. If you have no idea what we're talking about, it's simple. Just go to CoachellaValley.com and you can find it all there. But this is April 20th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Venus to Fido. And this is a whole day of lectures and information and I mean, a whole lot of stuff about cannabis. It is $250 per person. And you can go to the website, venustofido.com. So, again, it's cannabis as medicine, which it is so confusing out there. People have no idea how to use this stuff except to feel good. All right. And, Alex, what is your pick?
So you already know that I'm very much involved with Desert Theater Works out in Indio.
Yes, you are. It happens to be that there's a lovely lady that performs there.
Yep, so I'm very much vested there. And they do have a showing of Love, Sex, and the IRS, which is a show that they've done quite often there, and it's very popular. Okay. The showing is at 2 today.
2 p.m.
Mm-hmm, and 28 for adult, 20 for teen, 16 for child. And I do believe that they do have other showings after this. I hope they do, because I've been wanting to go watch it. Today at 2 o'clock.
Desert Theater Works, today at 2 o'clock. Love, Sex, and IRS, 2 p.m. Go over there, check it out. I hear the shows are phenomenal. I mean, I heard this from someone I didn't even know. They love the shows. Speaking of IRS, I met my tax guy, Paul. We were sitting there going through all the paperwork, and he forgets to bring me that little coupon that you have to mail in. Yeah, so I didn't have to pay something. Then it becomes this big thing of him trying to send it to me online. That doesn't work and all this sort of stuff. All right, it looks like we're going to have to step aside. When we come back, we're going to try to get in some events going on. I have some tram tickets to give away. Let's see, you want to talk about what my horoscope said? Yeah, very interesting with everything going on in the world of Francois. Do you know I have my own world?
Oh, of course I do. Yeah. Absolutely. There's a whole television media world that lives out there.
Oh, yeah. I want to get on that bus.
Traveling with Francois.
All right. It's okay, folks. So stick around for more Traveling with Francois. I have tram passes. We have some more information. A lot of stuff going on. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise and Francoise Rhodes. Your host joining us in the boardroom is Alex Z, and sitting next to me on my left, co-hosting this first hour of the show, is Craig Campbell, the founder of CoachellaValley.com, where you get in the know about all sorts of things going on. Remember, you can visit our sponsors page on Traveling with Francoise and see all the sponsors it takes to keep this show on the air. So my horoscope says, you guys... Now, and our Facebook fans are gone now. Now we're just focused totally on radio.
So what sign are you first?
Okay, I am a Cancer.
Okay.
Yeah. And my horoscope said today that if you feel, and this is not exactly how it, I just jotted
it
down
really quick.
It? Yes, there you go.
You can paraphrase it?
I'm paraphrasing, yes. If you feel like you're treading water, it's time to go in a new direction. Well, I've been telling everyone on the air that there's going to be some changes here at the station. Actually, I'm told that this money radio station has been sold. That's what I'm told. So
it's gone.
It's something they're telling me.
Something's changing.
Something's changing. It's going to become, I don't know, spiritual station or something, which is fine, but that's not going to fit with what I do. So I've been in this all this time. Craig and I have been talking. Alex and I have been talking. Sean and I have been talking. And we're going to stay here until probably the middle of May. But if you come on and I'm not here anymore, you're going to have to go to the website to find out where the heck we are.
That's right.
So the goal is, actually, I have the option of going to another radio station that I've been in contact with that I might. It just depends, just kind of, as a buffer to what Craig and I are doing or we're working on doing, which is actually taking all this to an online format.
That's right. We would like to bring it directly to you, broadcast just like a radio and or television station might be, and bringing more content, streaming live to you with all, we talked about the compression, 5G coming in, so many different technologies really supporting the opportunity to broadcast and to broadcast directly to you. Between Francoise and I, we put together so much information, and we have a lot of other personalities that are, slowly moving away from the traditional radio. Just because, people are listening to it when they're driving. These typical stats are 10 to 11 minutes, and then you get out of your car. Or a commercial comes up, and you turn that radio off.
Mm-hmm.
But people are absolutely listening to it via Alexa, or they're streaming in their house, and Bluetooth, and so many ways now. You can click a button and literally listen to your favorite streaming content, music or otherwise, and we're going to continue to take advantage of that.
Right, and in the cars, too, which we're going to be looking into that as well, TuneIn and all the new cars is the way that people are listening to all their podcasts and music stations and whatnot through TuneIn. So it is available in the newer cars, but then I see people all the time with just their earbud plugged in to their phone, and they're listening to whatever they want. So, again, I just want to give everybody a really heads up, because I don't know if I'm going to be cut out, just boom, and I won't be here. I'm being honest. Hey, I want to, for all of you guys, I've been on 17 years, and I don't want you to panic, but just remember, everything will be happening on that website. So if something, you come on and you don't hear any of us, I'd go to the website and see what's going on. But we have some big plans, and I'm really excited about it. And we're just and everybody I've talked to in the industry, they're saying what we are trying to put together here is really the way to go.
Absolutely. You know, and it's any time that a station is management changes or is sold, the talent never really knows. You know, you're not exactly sure what will come in and what will change. So, you know, perhaps you'll be here and perhaps you'll still be doing your thing. But we're going to find a home for you, Françoise, and we are going to guarantee that your fans are going to hear you and learn and get the information, the valuable time that they spend with you. And we're going to do it better and better every day.
Well, what I like about it is we'll have a visual component to it also.
That's right, a vlog. And we've been trying to pull a little bit of that off here in studio. Yeah. We haven't been able to figure out how to get the phone calls in there. But we're always pushing the envelope on technology and being able to see us both socially and in different ways. Mm-hmm. We're the largest social media group out here with over 400,000 fans.
Crazy.
So we got to get this figured out.
All right. So don't panic, everyone. We'll be around. All right. So, but today, in case you want to go do something today, do you know today is the Palm Springs Opera Guild Opera in the Park event, 21st anniversary.
Which park?
It is at, Sunrise Park in Palm Springs.
There you go. Sunrise Park.
1-4 today. So you might want to go on over there. They've been, how many years? 21 years? That's a long time. Also coming up is here it is, Puccella.
There it is,
Fest.
Puccella.
Free, and that's a free event. We didn't even mention that, which is at Demuth Park in Palm Springs on April 13th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And go on over there. It's going to be, a lot of fun.
Saturday.
It is a Saturday. Community event, a dog adoption, pet food drive, fundraiser highlights, need for fostering and adopting homeless. And I better not go over there because I know I'm going to walk home with something. Yes.
Françoise will be there making a commitment to her right now. And you can see her new puppy on April 13th.
I'm kind of a cat person,
new
too.
Cat.
I don't know. I'm thinking, I don't know what I'd want.
Puppy and a cat, perhaps.
I don't know. So for more information, you can find all this on CoachellaValley.com. And let's see, the Boys and Girl Club, they're going to be benefiting from this, that event. Some other things happening. What else is going on? Desert Arts and Literary Festival in Apple Valley. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I love Apple Valley because, you know, there's the it's the same place where the Lavender Festival and the Cherry Festival area is. And we visit that every, coming up. Lavender Festival seems like it's around the corner.
I have not been.
I am
every
disappointed
year,
in you.
I say I'm going to go, and I don't know why I don't go. This year I'm going.
You absolutely need to. And there is a oak tree there. I believe it's an oak tree, or there's a tree there. Several thousand
One
years
tree?
Old. Yes, yeah, several thousand years old. It says it stood out there in the middle. You know, you're out there in this plain of, you know, land, rolling hills, and then there's just this majestic tree that's kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, now I really have to go.
It's
I'm
just
intrigued.
Amazing.
Alex, have you been?
Not to the Lavender Festival, but I have gone to Apple Valley.
Oh, you have Apple Valley. Yeah. I've driven through. I mean, I'm sure I've been through Apple Valley many times, but I've never gone to the Lavender Festival. All right, here's something that I am, embarrassed to say, and I am not sure why. I don't know what is going on in my world. Maybe just too many things right now that need my focus versus just going out and goofing around.
Right.
But I have not been to a Desert X installation yet, and it runs through April 21st.
Yeah, they're wrapping up.
You've been to a few.
I have been to a couple of them. Did a lot more last year.
Do you think maybe because there was more locally last year? You know, they really spread them out this year.
Well, and also I think, to be honest, some of the ones last year were maybe more interesting to me.
Yeah.
You know, they tried to do some VR stuff and different things, and I'm not sure if it still had the same impact. But what a cool thing to spread out large art and different types of mediums throughout the Coachella Valley, and you get to go find them and explore, and it's been super popular.
Yeah.
You got to get out there, Françoise, and at least take a snap of one.
I know.
There's one on Highway 111.
I just grab photos off of CoachellaValley.com and say, oh, I was there.
There you go. No. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
I do the same.
You guys have great photographers over there.
Thank you so
now,
much.
Now, I know at the Salton Sea, because I am on the board of Friends of the Salton Sea Recreation Area, they have those couple exhibits out there, and they said they have brought a lot of people into the visitors center there, which they did not expect that, and I told them be ready because it you will get a lot of people, and they were not ready, and now they are ready. They've been selling all their t-shirts and hats, which is really good because all that goes towards helping out the state recreation. But no, that has certainly helped friends of the Salton Sea out there in the Salton Sea State Recreation Area. But yeah, there are quite a few all over the place.
200,000 people last year is the total that they suggested. I thought that this year they definitely would probably double that. I just know that it was such a frenzy and such great exposure media-wide, so many photos, and I'm really glad it's a part. It's a biennial thing, so it probably won't be back again until 2021. Am I really saying that?
I know. That's the only thing I didn't feel this year. I didn't feel the frenzy part of it. The first year, there really was a frenzy. This year is more of a casual scavenger hunt type atmosphere. It is completely different. But it is free, folks. And I hear the only exhibits that have had a little bit of problems are the virtual reality because of they say the programs are so loud, they're so large to download on your phone that some people, they didn't want to, you know, the gigs or whatever the hell all that terminology is.
Thank God 5G is coming.
Yeah, there you go. So don't miss that. Next Sunday, another free event, because we're pretty much trying to talk about free events, is on this part of the show. Next Sunday, they're having their local concert over at... These are the Desert Hot Springs Classical Concerts at Grace Church. There we go. Grace Church on Bubbling Wells Road, and that happens at 4 p.m. We had Danny Holt on the show, and he has been working on this for a couple of years. It's finally taking off now, so congratulations to Danny about that. So that will be next Sunday at 4 p.m., and I will give you a heads up on that next Sunday as well. So as far as free events, of course, there's a lot of lots and lots of free events going on in the Coachella Valley. Rancho Mirage Public Library. The libraries are crazy with free events. I mean, wow. They have a lot of free events going on at all the libraries here. And Craig, what are you looking at over there on your phone?
Well, you know, you mentioned free events. So I was just taking a look at our calendar, and there's a button there that says free. And I noticed that you've gone over a few of them. And I was just seeing what interesting things might be there, and that's what I was doing. So Free Palm Desert Job Fair coming up, Hope Lutheran Church. That's actually in May, so sorry about that. It's a little bit far out. But there's Free Indio Job Fair, so we have job fairs also in our event calendar, just in case. Games of Thrones premiere party.
When does Game of Thrones start? I thought it wasn't going to start till July.
So let's see. This is a Games of Thrones premiere party on April 14th. So I don't know. We're going to have to do a little bit of research to see if really happening?
No, I thought everybody kept saying July. Alex, do you know any different for Game of Thrones?
I know it's very soon.
It's actually very soon.
I don't really watch it, but I have tons of friends that do. So
They're addicted. I never watched any of it because the first time I turned it in, it was like one killing after another, and I didn't. I mean, everybody's killing everyone. And
well, makes you want to join in. You know, who wants to watch?
What do you mean you don't like gore?
Well, I mean, it was just... I don't know. It was too much for me. I like the dragons, but then she locked her dragons in a dungeon. I thought they're going to die in there or what? I don't know. So I couldn't watch it anymore. But I did say I did watch it last season. I did watch all the episodes because I thought, well, I at least watch the final season so I can talk about it. But then now they're having this as the final season. So I'm going to have to check it out because I don't know when it actually final season starts. All right. We need to step aside for just a moment. Yes, go ahead.
HBO has officially confirmed the Game of Thrones will return on April 14th, 2019. Really? Game of Thrones, the hit HBO series, is heading into its final six-episode season in April 2019.
Oh, well, thank you so much, because I would be waiting until July. I'd still be going, when is that going to start?
They ended it a few years ago.
Yeah, that's more like it. All right, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about some events that you have to pay for here in the Coachella Valley. Yes, we have those as well. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. And Francoise Rhodes, your host in the boardroom, is Alex Z. On to my left is Craig Campbell with CoachellaValley.com. In the second hour of the show, Jeff Kreider will be joining us to talk about IMA Helps and some of his world travels. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Circus Vargas. Yes, is in town.
Westfield Mall, I remember it last year.
You and I are talking. It ends April 22nd. It looks really cool. frankly, I love the story of Dumbo. I'd love to see an elephant that could fly. But
I mean, Dumbo, I want to see Dumbo. You know, I don't always do the animation things, but something about Dumbo has got me a little bit motivated to want to go check it out.
It looks so cute. I don't know. And by the way, this segment of the show is brought to you by Arcatire and Thousand Palms. For all your embroidery and silk screening needs, Arcatire at arcatire.org, or check out all their information on the Facebook page. So let's be totally honest. I love animals, but I don't go to the extreme that some people do. I'm not really big in the circus, okay? I'm not a big clown person. Alex, do you like clowns?
I'm like you. I'm not into circuses, really. Clowns, circuses, whatever.
I mean, I like being a clown sometimes, but when you watch those things and your heartbeat starts going up and you're wondering if they're going to be in your car or something when you get out, you know?
But they,
I don't need that in my entertainment.
Clowns seem so forced to me. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But for those of you that love the circus, and I was looking at some of their acrobats and things like that, look amazing.
I grew up on the East Coast, and we would always, every single year, go to the big.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Circus?
The circus top, and thoroughly enjoy it. I know as I've gotten older, you know, I've always had the concerns about the animals and all kinds of other things, so it makes it a little bit more difficult to enjoy. But right here, Westfield Mall, in Palm Desert, you've got a full-blown circus, and it's pretty incredible. I've been over there. I've looked at it, watched it, and for circuses, if you haven't done it, I would recommend it.
So we were talking about animals. Now, Cirque du Soleil, they don't have any animals, I don't think, in any of their shows. It's all humans. And look, they get away with it. Those shows are incredible. So maybe circuses don't need animals in them anymore.
Well, there you go. Well, that's something to explore through 2019.
Oh, what are they calling us right now? Tell that woman to... Please shut up.
That's right.
I know. Okay. Actually, if you want some tram tickets, you can give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. The tram is open now, opened on April 1st, and we have some tickets at 2. It's for 2, and you have like 3 or 4 months to use them. So
congratulations, Irene Duncan.
Irene,
she had won them earlier.
She
live on Facebook, and so exciting. I'm so excited when people win, and she called in, and she was ready to go.
I know. Now everybody's mad at me because I was talking about the animals at the circus. Okay. Something else happening today, actually. We missed that. Sunday, April 7th. That's today. The 3rd annual Mitch's Pitches Pro fundraising event for Mitch's Prime Seafood. Buy Mitch's Prime Seafood on El Paseo. This is, how much is this event? $150 per person, $190 for premium seating. And this includes celebrities, cocktails, fine dining, live entertainment, and specialty auctions, all for Parkinson's Resource Organization. So that happens today.
Well, that's very important to me because I actually lost my mom to Parkinson's disease and watched her battle that for such a long time. So that's something very special to me. So
Go on over there. Yeah, that happens today. And Joe Rosen founded that how many years ago? She's done such an amazing job. I mean, all her ups and down rides with all that. She lost her husband to Parkinson's, and that's how it all came about. So good luck today for them. They have a very strong following, so it's going to be a great event. So for more information, you can give them a call at 760-773-5628. And I think this is already on the Traveling with Francois website. Also happening this week, this is a new event, kind of new event. It is the Fashion Nation launches Palm Springs Fashion Week.
At the Riviera,
You're
I believe,
shaking
hotel.
Your head. So I'm sure
I'm
you've heard
think.
About this.
Riviera Hotel?
Riviera Hotel. It is April 11th through 13th. It is going to be another Fashion Week, but it's not really a week long because it's only 3 nights.
Right.
But it is a new event. Something tells me, didn't they do this last year?
There was a similar event. It was in a parking lot, actually run by a completely different promoter and a little bit different motivation. I think in that regard, they were really trying to get the people that were in the show exposure. So I think the people that were actually in the show were the ones that paid in many ways. So it was a kind of a unique thing.
Oh, okay. So kind of a vendor situation where they paid and you get to go and meet these vendors.
Right, or the models themselves were trying to get runway experience and stuff like that. So it's a little bit of a unique situation. I'm thinking this is more of a fashion week or show like we might have seen on El Paseo
on
Fashion
El Paseo.
Week.
Yeah, it says, highlighting a series of runway shows and lifestyle events, it is expected to become a central hub for music, entertainment, and fashion industry professionals who gather here for the year's major brand launches and initiatives. So, interesting. What I do find interesting, and some of the brands that have already signed on are Lascana, Coral Castillo, Somebody Denim, Project Runway, Richards Hallmark. He's going to be there. So, I don't know. Interesting.
I think we'll learn a little bit more after the show, apparently.
Yeah, because we'll see how it goes. I haven't seen it promoted that much.
I haven't either. I haven't seen that much information. So, sometimes there's regional, you know, there's shows that people will come and get a hotel, you know, and throw up a show fairly quickly, a kind of a pop-up fashion show. I don't have the background on this, and this is, like you said, unique and just getting started.
Well, it says debuts 2000, and it's supposed to have, like I said, media, celebrities, industry influencers, and who come down for the music festival and other major events. We're going to talk about the music festival. PSFashionWeek.com.
That's awesome. You know, you mentioned the you mentioned both unique events, first time events, and you mentioned the festival. And that brings me to what do you think about Kanye West's Easter Sunday Coachella weekend two only performance? You know, it's the first time that I can even think of that they've added something to Coachella 2 that Coachella 1 isn't going to get. And in fact, they opened up new ticket sales this last Friday because people were actually very interested, and you have to have a Coachella 2 weekend pass to actually attend the Easter service by Kanye West. What do you think about this?
Well, I was thinking it's kind of awesome because what he was doing up in Beverly Hills or wherever they are up there. But what I didn't like after I read a story that, you know, they actually own part of a church up there in Calabasas.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
No.
All right. And the people have to pay so much as a membership to be part of the church. And then all of a sudden, the whole thing now is twisted into...
So we should be starting a church, is what you're saying.
Exactly. A publicity stunt to me. Yes, Alex.
We have a winner.
What do they win?
They won those tram passes.
Oh,
who is
congratulations.
It?
Yeah, so Steve from Rancho Mirage is on the line.
Oh, hi. Eve? You said Eve?
Steve.
Oh, Steve. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
How are you today?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You made my day. More than welcome. When was the last time you went up to the tram?
Oh, gosh. It's been about 3 years or so.
Okay. Well, you'll see that new road up there that takes you up to the top after the other one
collapsed.
Yeah,
brand new road and everything. Yeah, great. I love it. Thank you, Francois. Fantastic.
You are more than welcome. Congratulations.
I'm here with my French friend about to play squash, too. Kind of interesting.
Oh, pardon me? What?
I'm here with my French friend. He speaks French.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, tell him I said bonjour.
Bonjour. Okay. All right. Fantastic. Thank you, Francois.
You're more
day.
Than welcome. Enjoy. All right.
That's
funny. Okay, so bonjour.
People just get so excited, you know.
That's the only thing now. I'm feeling it's now. Is it a commercial thing to make money? I'm sorry. If it's a church service, shouldn't it be free to the people who get there and show up?
It feels to me that if you have to pay to play, then maybe you're missing something.
Exactly.
It's a new religion. It sounds more like a membership or subscriber club.
Yeah.
An iTunes download.
Yeah.
Maybe not just a altruistic, spiritual direction or influence. But I haven't been, I haven't attended, and I am going to Coachella Valley Weekend 2. They invited me to come out there, and so I think I'm going to get up early and actually see Kanye.
I think you should go. I mean, I really do. I think you should go, but I just don't like the fact that they actually were going to use this for video purposes, downloads, like you said, all that sort of stuff to make money off it. So to me, all of a sudden, it changed from a service to a part of the festival to sell tickets and make more money. Craig, thank you so much for being here today.
Francoise, I always enjoy it. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Stick around, folks. We're going to stop for national local news. When we come back, we're going to shift into travel mode right here on Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio. We will be right back.